Hello everyone, thanks for coming. In this talk I will explain you how we improve the performance on some top-level operation material by a lot with simple things. So mercurial, if you don't all know what it is, which is most people, it's a distributed source control tool like Git, same generation. Its code base is in Python, C, and Rust. The code base is 20 years old because the tool is 20 years old. And I'm a contributor to it since 2010, and I'm now one of the maintainers of it.
Sorry.
So let's talk about data compression. We are doing a version controls. We have multiple versions of the same file. And the most naive way to store multiple versions of the same file is to store multiple versions of the same files as full text. However, this is not very efficient in terms of space. So one way to solve that is to use delta compression, where you store a full version of your text initially, and then you compute a small difference, and you store a delta with just a small edit instruction to get the second version of the file for the first one. And then you can do another delta that apply on the second one, and an endless chain of delta that is going to have a pretty good compression. However, if your chain of delta is endless, you're going to have a bad time when you try to restore the content because you have to do a lot of operation to get there. So there is a way to solve that, like doing full snapshot of the content from time to time. So you can control, you can still get a good compression, but you can also control the amount of time and data you need to restore your content. And of course, it's not as simple even for one chain because it's distributed version control. So you have bunching, merging, and the version of your file are not just linear. You have like branches. So you end up building more a tree where you have delta that applies, again, other delta, not necessarily linearly. So you have other questions regarding like memory density and things like that, but you have better compression, good restoration time. And it can get even more complicated as you try to solve more and more problems. Eventually, like right now in Mercurial, you have something where you have the full snapshot, you have delta trees, and then we collapse some of the delta, but not for the full text. And also we have also a tree of intermediate snapshot and on more delta tree on them. And it gets complicated, and I'm not going to dive too much into the details of that. It's worthy of like computer science academic paper that we are actually working on, so I'm not going to dive too much into that. So Mercurial uses delta encoding, and it does that on the fly. So when you do a commit or when you receive revisions, you're going to do the delta encoding at that time, which means that you don't need maintenance operation like repack. It's an important part of the Mercurial design and how you get it to scale. It can achieve very good compression for some content. The nice case we like to show is like we have a file that have so many versions that all the full text will be 1 petabyte, and we can store them into like a bit less than 20 gigabyte, which is like 50,000 compression, which we're happy about. And the nice thing with the delta is that the delta you computed on one repo, you can basically exchange them as is for another repo that is going to be able to apply them as is. And it's mostly the case, but it's not always the case, because sometimes you have some delta that are going to be a bit weird because a weird client did them. Sometimes you don't exchange the snapshot. And you also have servers that are in paranoid mode that are going to recompute everything to make sure that they have the best storage because they don't really trust the client. And that can grow up to be a significant performance problem because computing a delta is kind of expensive. And so when you extend data, you can end up in a situation where most of the time is spent doing delta computation instead of actually, like, it's still exchanging data. But, and